audience, and welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner. Today, we have Kathleen Wenger, otherwise known to her friends and family as Kay, who's the clinical supervisor of the mental health programs over at the Susie Q Center. Welcome, Kay.
Well, thank you for having
us. Thanks for being here, and tell us all about the great programs you have for boomers and seniors at Susie Q.
We sure will. At the Laguna Beach Seniors, we work together to enhance the lives of seniors through program services and advocacy that promote independence, wellness, and community. One of the things that I love about the Susie Q is their vision statement says, "We will make the Susie Q an essential resource for boomers and beyond, and Laguna Beach is the best possible place to age gracefully, to meet the challenges of time, and live it up for the rest of our lives." Regarding the mental health programs where I am the clinical supervision supervisor of, we started Feeling the Blues in 2011. Some things that may be of interest to the listeners are that nearly 170,000 older adults in Orange County reported not having anyone to help them when they experienced difficulties. Currently, there's about 400,000 seniors living in Orange County, and by 2025, there's going to be over 800,000 seniors. This is the fastest-growing population in Orange County, and they called this they refer to this as the silver tsunami because of the baby boomers.
And tell me exactly what is considered a senior at Susie Q.
You know, the senior at Susie Q's were a little bit. We offer our services to anyone 55 and older. Typically, society views seniors as being 65, but we will take, actually, we're open to all ages, but our programs, our mental health programs, are geared more to those who are 55 and older.
And so anybody can come in and take advantage of the programs at Susie Q?
Yes, they can.
55 or older and not be a member or anything like that?
That's correct.
Okay. And you were giving us some statistics about the seniors. So based on these statistics, what are the programs that you've developed?
Okay, in the one of them is a Feeling the Blues. That's an opportunity whereby seniors can contact us, call us, and come in and see a licensed therapist for up to 10 sessions. And that is at no cost. Donations are always appreciated. But that gives them an opportunity to process any of the issues that they're struggling with. Sometimes seniors were seen as a population where they would pick themselves up by the bootstraps and that they weren't really consumers of psychotherapy. But we're finding that more and more with the boomers coming into the age of being a senior, that they're more open to this process. And there's another program that we offer, which is Coffee Talk with Kay, that I facilitate on Monday mornings. And that's free and open for people to drop in. And we've been meeting for 4 years, and anyone can contact us, come in, and we just talk about the important issues surrounding life. Well, some of those things could be loneliness, the death of a spouse, the loss. You know, we experience a lot of loss as we age. Mm-hmm. Financial resources, financial problems are sometimes things that people experience. So those are just some of the areas that we focus on.
Well, with 55 being sort of a benchmark of beginning of a young senior, and as you can see on TV, there's so many ads geared towards seniors showing a very active lifestyle. You know, it's not the same as it was back in another generation. So these programs are incredibly valuable for people that, you know, maybe can't afford to engage a professional therapist and just to also have community. I think these are wonderful programs. How do people get in touch with Susie Q and find out about the programs? What's your contact information?
Okay, they can call the Susie Q directly, and the phone number is 949-497-2441. We love people to just drop in and see us. Also, the website is really excellent, www.susieq.com. That's where all of our programs, all of our resources are.
Okay, so once again, it's www.susieq.com for all the information on the programs. And is there anything in closing that you'd like to add?
Just that in addition to the coffee talk and the Feeling the Blues, we also have a grief and loss support group. And we do have an LGBT support group as well. And we have wonderful case managers who provide services both in the home and at the Suzy Q as well.
And for listeners who don't know where Suzy Q is located, why don't you give everybody, not the address, it's downtown.
Right.
Off of 3rd Street.
Correct.
And it's sort of next to that whole Civic Center area. And it's a beautiful, beautiful building. And for those of you that want to help Suzy Q and these wellness programs for seniors today, if you join KX93.5 as a member, a portion of your membership will go directly to the Suzy Q Center and directly to these senior wellness programs. I want to thank Kay for joining us today. And part of wellness is also giving. So in closing, I want to say, until next time, make it a giving day.